You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actress Julianne Nicholson. Julianne's latest film is called Togo, set to debut on Disney+. Togo tells the story of the 1925 serum run known as the Great Race of Mercy, in which dog sled teams relayed to transport diphtheria antitoxin serum through harsh conditions over nearly 700 miles to save the Alaskan town of Nome from an epidemic. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Julianne about working with train sled dogs versus Hollywood dogs, the unpredictability of weather, and what it means to have the heart of a survivor. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Julianne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for taking the chance to talk to me.
My pleasure.
I feel very lucky. This is actually the second time, I'm sure you don't remember, but this is actually the second time I've gotten a chance to talk to you in recent months. We chatted about Monos.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hello again.
Hello again. It's great to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
Congratulations.
A little different from Monos.
A little different. But you're back in the wilderness again.
That's true. That is true. I'm very much in the elements again.
I'm sure for your next one, you're going to probably want a picture that, you know, takes you to a nice hotel and just keeps you there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. a fancy apartment in Manhattan or, like, poolside in Miami.
That's right.
Those are the only two locations I'm considering for my next job.
What drew you to Togo? It's a great film.
Thank you. When I read it, I knew that Willem was already attached. So already I was interested at the possibility. And then I read the story and I thought it was an amazing story. I couldn't believe it was a true story and one that had been, you know, that had not been told before. And I really liked the relationship between Sepala and Constance. So often in a story like this where it's, you know, a man and his dog, the female character is sort of sitting at home and, you know, keeping the home fires burning, while in this story I felt like, you know, they have a real partnership, and she was a big part of keeping that farm running from day to day. And I just liked how they listened to each other and, you know, could have differences of opinions, but the love and trust were very much there.
Yeah, there seems to be a good banter between the two of you and supportive characters of one another.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, speaking of co-stars, I'm sure everybody wants to talk to you about the animals, because they say never work with kids or animals, and you've done both. So I was wondering about the dogs. How was it working with them?
You know, it definitely brings up challenges, just because it's as trained as they are, it's an animal. So
sure.
On any given moment, if it doesn't want to do something, no one's interested in trying to force it, because that's never going to happen. It was kind of amazing. The puppies are so cute, and they could sort of do no wrong. So anything that they were doing made sense and had everybody oohing and aahing every day. And then when, you know, Diesel, who plays Togo, is a direct descendant of Togo. So that felt pretty special to have him there.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it's definitely, you know, a lesson in patience, but also in staying present and being open. So it was really fun. And actually to watch the dog sled dogs, to be around them and watch them with their owners was really spectacular, because these dogs are so strong, so energetic, such athletes. And when they would be hooked up to sled, they would just be like barking, jumping, just pulling, ready to go. It's all they want to do. And then they would run, and then at the end, they would be so, you know, like a good workout. They would be just flopping around and rolling over on their backs to get their tummy scratched and sort of falling asleep on anyone who would get near them.
Oh, that's great. Now, I happened to see in another interview, Willem noticed there was a difference between trained sled dogs, the ones you're describing, and the Hollywood dogs. Is that right? Like, you had some dogs that were not sled dogs, of course, that are in the film. They're trained to be actors, so.
Yes. Well, so they have different things that are being asked of them. So the sled dogs were there basically being filmed doing what they do every day.
Hmm.
So they don't have to do anything differently. And their owners, their trainers were there. And so that was, easy is not the right word, but they would do what they do every day. And then, you know, it gets trickier when you're inside a cabin and you're asking Diesel to, you know, walk from here to here and then maybe look at Willem for 30 to 90 seconds. Then it starts getting challenging. So, there were definitely different needs from the different dogs.
Sure, sure. One of the things that's so wonderful about this film is they're treated as dogs. They're not Disney dogs, so to speak,
yeah.
You know. Right, coming on the heels, they just did Lady and the Tramp for Disney Plus. So these sorts of animals, you have a wonderful relationship with them, but they're allowed to just sort of be the dogs. But they all have very different they all have definitive personalities as well.
I know, it's one of the things that I love about this movie, and actually why I think it's like gets under your skin is because we're not giving them the traits of a person. We're letting them be animals, and there's, you know, and recognizing the beauty in that, and just the openness and the loyalty and the love that you get from a dog without trying to personify it.
Yeah. The film, you get to work with Erickson Kaur, who just shot a beautiful film. I think he was also the cinematographer on the film as well.
Yes.
So why would you think it was so important to have him involved in this particular project?
Well, a couple of reasons. For one, he has a long history of love affair of being an admiration for nature and being in nature. I think he's he's been a camper his whole life, but like going off the beaten path and, you know, being on his own for weeks in the wilderness, not like, you know, setting up a tent but along the PCH. So he really has a love for nature and man in nature. And as well, he has a connection to the animal part of the story. He himself had a wolf for many years. And so I think he recognized something in the relationship between Cepala and Togo. Mm. And he's just an earnest, thoughtful guy. And then also, of course, coming from, you know, he started out as a DP. So having the experience of doing action, of doing incredible shots in, you know, outmost nature. You just have the experience and the heart to tell this story.
It's beautiful up there in the Rockies. I was wondering, though, that must have been a challenging shoot as well. So what was it like shooting up there? And during the winter months, I think you guys shot in the fall and early winter?
Yeah, we did. The Canadian Rockies are breathtaking. You know, I don't know that I would have found my way there if it wasn't for this film, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have gone there, up to Banff and Lake Louise. I mean, it's a stunning part of the world.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I didn't have much difficulty within the landscape because much of my stuff is in and around the home front. But weather did create a lot of turmoil throughout because, you know, we were there in the fall and early winter, and they needed those fall months to be able to show the passing of time in our story. We didn't want it all in one season because we're telling the story in 1913 and in 1925.
Hmm.
And in this, you know, on day three of filming, first week of October, there was a snowstorm that dropped 2 feet of snow. So suddenly our fall is gone and we have to sort of go into the cabin because, you know, again, it's from 1913 to 1925, so you have to show the passage of time, you know, different seasons, aging. So that was, in my experience, that film, the big challenge was weather. Willem and Erickson could speak much more to, like, all the action stuff that they had and, like, being on the ice. One thing I do know is they did very little in the way, I mean, we had no green screens and very little in the way of CGI. Like when that ice sequence, of course, there's some there because you can't put the actors and the dogs in peril, but, you know, they filmed that on a frozen lake. You know, they weren't on a stage, they weren't doing it on asphalt and then putting it onto ice. Also when they're climbing up in the mountains and the sled starts going downhill, they did that outside in the Canadian Rockies on a hill, on a cliff. I mean, they weren't dangling, of course. They weren't in the same predicament, but, you know, they really did much of the action practically. And I think, for me, when I watched it, that was so thrilling. I had read the story, of course, but I couldn't expect that it was going to be as sort of, you know, breathtaking as it was.
Yeah, that actually speaks a lot, because the landscapes in the film, like you said, are just gorgeous. And I've been
if
to Banff.
If you can go there ever, I would go. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. Incredible. I went to Banff once when I was very young, and it is just stunning. It is just the simple views. And I got a chance. I remember I went to the hot springs. And
yes, I brought my family there. So
oh, you
fun.
Did? Yeah. And it's funny, because it's just like, it's so warm where you are, but it's so cold everywhere else. But it's just gorgeous.
Exactly.
It's stunning. I didn't realize they used so little CGI. That's really exciting, because it does add to the film.
Yeah, I think so.
The film really, I mean, these dogs, going back to the dogs for a minute here, but more than the dogs themselves, like they really are treated as heroes. And they were in real life as well. And one of the things Constance refers to Togo as having the heart of a survivor. I was wondering why your character would have using that choice of words.
Because Togo was the runt of the litter. And he wasn't, nothing was really expected of him.
Hmm.
And oftentimes, the runt of the litter is just going to be a problem, so they wouldn't necessarily, nurture the runt to help keep it around, because it was just going to be weak. It was just going to be a burden. But Constance sees something in this dog that's sort of unknowable, unnameable, and that proves to be correct. And what a thing to, survival of the fittest, what have you, if that's one of the things that goes along in that line, it's valuable.
Mm-hmm. So honestly, it's a wonderful film. And oh, and congrats on the WGA nomination. That's really exciting as well.
I'm so happy for Tom Flynn. It's so great.
Yeah, and it's well deserved. It's well deserved. It's an exciting
Thank
film.
You.
It's a wonderful film. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really do appreciate it.
Steve, you're so sweet. I'm happy to talk to you again. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Hopefully we'll get to do it again sometime. Thank you.
I hope so. Maybe I have a film coming out next year, Blonde, Andrew Dominic, so I would expect to hear from you then.
I will reach out. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.